Hello and welcome to Market House, the podcast where we talk all things Disney. My name's Caleb.
And I'm Caitlin.
And this week we talk about Oogie Boogie Bash ticket problems,
Disney classics returning to theaters,
and experiencing Castaway Key on a Disney cruise. Let's dive in. All right, and this is episode number 90.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
Welcome back, everybody. We're so glad you're here.
So happy you're here joining us for yet another episode of Market House. But we have had a lazy weekend so far, just kind of hanging around the house because I know we mention the weather quite often at the start of the episode, but this one is notable because it has hit the triple digits. I don't know what I was going to say there. It has hit the hundreds, basically, in Sacramento. And I think the whole kind of West Coast is getting hit with a big old heat wave. There's some system that's keeping a bunch of cool air from making it across the coast, I guess, or something like that.
Yeah, and so far, this has been the hottest day of the year. So
It went from totally mild to freaking hot.
Yeah.
Like within a matter of 2 days.
And it doesn't look like it's staying this hot. It's only just for the next couple days and it's going to go back down to like the mid 90s. So we're thankful for that. But for the rest of this weekend, we are definitely staying inside because it is way too hot. It feels like a sauna outside.
Yeah, it's really warm. And we have something called the Delta Breeze here in Sacramento. So our days might be very hot. But the great thing is once that sun goes down, we get this huge breeze off the Delta.
Right.
And it cools down to in the 60s, 50s at night. And so it's really nice at night. But when these weird systems come in, there's no cooling down. So tonight, I think it's like, it's going to be like 80 something degrees at, you know, midnight.
Yeah.
So.
Well, again, it is the time of the year, but we're already like missing Christmas time.
I know. I'm not complaining only because we had such a mild.
Oh, yeah. June. It was great.
Yeah. So I'm like, this is kind of, we're kind of overdue for it. So it is what it is. But we did watch a movie.
We did.
A Disney movie.
Yes.
And Caitlin had never seen this movie. She had mentioned it. And I was like, no. We're going to watch this weekend because it was a childhood favorite of mine. Not sure after watching it because it's kind of a sad movie, but we watched Fox and the Hound.
It was so cute.
Right?
I loved it. I cried twice. I don't know if it's just the hormones or because
it's sad.
It was sad in some parts, but I liked the message at the end.
Yeah.
And it was a great all-around movie.
He went off and found himself a girl fox, a little foxy lady, and then...
And they rekindled their friendship, which is amazing.
In a way.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like, you know, the strongest of all relationships, but they're working on it.
They rekindled it.
They did.
There's a high and a low. It ended on a high.
It did.
So
it was good.
But yeah, I've never seen it before, so it was fun doing that. And I think we're going to continue our movie shenanigans tonight. We're going to have another, like, an official movie night.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited for that.
Popcorn. Yeah, we're doing Harry Potter, I think.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since we've watched it, so we're going to do that tonight. And then, in other news, we went for Caitlin's 20-week ultrasound.
We did.
And it went very well.
It did.
It was an hour long of just her taking images, and it was kind of awkward. She was very nice, but she just said, hey, I'm going to be focused, so I'm not going to talk to you. Don't take it personally.
Right.
And so about 45 minutes, 50 minutes of it was just pure silence. Her making comments once in a while. But other than that, everything came back normal. Caitlin's doctor emailed us and was like, hey, everything looks good.
Yeah,
everything was great. She's cooking in there.
She is a little mover right now. It was quite funny because for those who don't know, they have to get specific measurements during the ultrasound. And if they're not able to get those, you have to actually come back because they're super important just so the doctor can see what everything's basically doing or going on inside. And every time they tried to get if a picture or whatever of her heart, the baby would like cradle up into a ball and kind of turn away. So
she did not like the pushing, I think.
No.
So she was flailing around. She kept putting her hands in front of her face, like Caitlin said, you know, kind of curling up in a ball, making it very hard for that technician to get a good image. But eventually she got it.
Yeah,
which we're thankful for.
Yeah, but we got to see her and we got to watch her suck her thumb for the first time.
Unbelievable. It's honestly so amazing. I just look at like the technology we have and the great doctors that are kind of helping us through this whole thing. It's like unbelievable.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. So yes, go doctors.
Yes, go doctors.
I'm not loving the bills, but
oh my goodness, I know.
When those come in, I'm always like, oh gosh, I don't want to open the mail. I just ignore the mail now.
The funniest one so far is, again, you have to get a lot of blood work at the beginning of pregnancy. We got charged for them to clean the area on my arm.
Yeah. Fun fact. This is fairly new, I think, because I've never been charged for this before. They can now charge basically just for, what Caitlin said, the prep work of getting blood work done. So they charged me like $20-something just to like use an alcohol swab. I'm like, I'm okay. That's good. Just I'll do it myself.
I mean, I'm happy they do it, so it's clean, but it was just funny.
Yeah. So. Anyways, that's what we've been going doing. Kind of doing this last couple weeks or so. Hey, before we dive into the news, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Huge, huge help to the show. On Spotify, you can hit that 5-star rating, and then a written review and a 5-star rating over on Apple Podcasts. It just helps the show a ton, and we'd appreciate it a million times over.
Yes, and again, as we mentioned, we get so excited when those come in. So literally, it's always the same routine. One pops up and I'm like, oh my gosh, Caleb, look. And I like read it out loud to him. It doesn't matter if we're in the grocery store or wherever it is. We just get so excited. And again, thank you to everyone who has already done so.
Thank you so much. And hey, you can also support the show by using our Getaway Today link to book your Disney vacation. So that link is in the episode description. You can click that. If you book using that link, it supports the show. And you could use a code called MarketHouse10 to save an additional $10 on your vacation. All right, let's dive into that news.
All right, first up, we have some Oogie Boogie news, and I have to say, it is not good Oogie Boogie news.
Yeah, I'm sure a ton of you already know what happened, but Disney's IT, technology, web, services, whatever you want to call it, had another giant malfunction. What was this, Thursday? Yeah, Thursday, June 29th. Mm-hmm. And these things went on sale to the general public, and it failed epically.
We had a couple people who have been in the queue for hours and hours and hours on end, and they didn't get anything.
Yeah, so system went down in the morning and would not let people move past the virtual queue. Again, if you've done one of these Disney event things, a ticketed event, it slaps you in a virtual queue when you sign on, unless you're very lucky and you're the first person on.
Right.
But you've got usually at least a 45-minute wait. Max, you can be on there all day long. 9, 10, 11 hours is not unheard of. Always expect right in the middle, 4 or 5 hours of sitting there on the website. But anyways, it wouldn't let people move past the virtual queue. So they released a statement saying, hey, there's a problem. We're working on it. Be patient with us. Our team is looking at it. Some people shared some ways to get around this block, apparently using their mobile device and a specific link and blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, 99% of people could not get past this stop thing. After 7 hours of a delay, Disney released another statement telling people they'll address the issue and that more information will be available on July 6th. So they basically said, we give up, come back later.
Yeah, so I have to say the kind of feedback I got on Instagram from that statement wasn't a good one. People basically took that as they're going on holiday weekend, so we'll come back after and then we'll address it. So people, not only were they waiting for hours, again, some people, we have friends who had clients they were trying to get tickets for, they weren't able to, but not to mention, a lot of people are at work trying to get these, and like, that's important. They weren't able to get it. And then after 7 hours, not 7 minutes, it was a, hey, we're going to come back in a couple days, guys, like we'll recoup. And that was kind of, I don't know, that was kind of an unfortunate way to kind of come about that.
It's sloppy. Yeah. And I, at the end of the day, I really don't understand. I would hope it's not this reason. I hope it's not Disney going, you know what? We don't want to invest, because it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money to keep these systems up and going when you've got millions of people, let's say thousands, not millions, thousands of people hitting your website at one time. It's stress, right? It's stress to the system. And so it's server stuff. It's all, I don't want to get into details, but it's a lot of technical mumbo jumbo, and that all costs money. People, equipment, blah, blah, blah. And so at the end of the day, I hope it's Disney not going, you know what? We don't want to invest more money into this system because you know what? Our fans will continue to come back even if they do get blocked out, right?
Yeah.
People are still going to go buy and they're still going to sell out Oogie Boogie tickets. I bet you $1 million that on July 6th, they'll sell out, right?
Yeah.
So I hope it's not that. But I just go, there's no excuse because I look at other people in the industry. Let's go technology, Apple. Yeah. When I bought my iPad, right? I bought my iPad Pro a year or two ago. And I woke up at 4 or 5 in the morning Pacific time to put my order in. There are millions of people going on to buy the new iPhone, the new iPad, whatever they released, right? And Apple did just fine. There's a couple hiccups, maybe like my add to cart button didn't work a couple times.
But you're done within like 5 minutes.
I literally, five minutes, yeah. I went back to sleep.
Yeah.
So that is, I'm like, it can be done. I don't want to hear that it's, oh, it's unheard of and we can't really get, you know, yeah. Ticketmaster's terrible as well. So I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I believe the, you know, we didn't expect this.
Yeah. Well, the same thing happened when we would go to book a cruise. It wouldn't let us in for like, was it like an hour and a half or something like that? Because they were having difficulty with the amount of people.
Booking, we were fine. It's the checking in for your cruise.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's stuff like that where I'm like, it's a known issue. Like every time we go to get tickets, we're like, okay, see, something's going to happen or it's going to be, we're going to be here for half the day.
Yeah.
And that's just unfortunate because again, Disney is making money when people are trying to get on the website to buy tickets.
Yeah, I'm trying to hand you $300 and something in this moment. Yes. Please let me do that.
So I'm hoping that, again, I don't think they're going to do anything, but I hope one day this gets resolved. So
yeah, that's a dream. And then a little update, personal update when it comes to Oogie Boogie Bash. I think it was a hard, very hard decision. Yeah. I think Caitlin and I are skipping out this year mm-hmm. only because Caitlin will be almost due the weekend we were supposed to go within 5-ish weeks, right? Yeah. 4 weeks. And that's this is our first child. And mm-hmm. so this is the first time Caitlin's been pregnant. We've got absolutely no idea how she's going to feel mm-hmm. when she's that far along. And yeah, I don't know. It's a chunk of change. Mm-hmm. It'd be a longer, I think we would go the weekend. It's within a couple of weeks where the doctor was like, not a good idea to fly. And so I know it's only an hour flight, but then it's also a 7-hour car ride.
Right.
So that's the alternative. That doesn't sound fun.
Yeah. So we kind of talked about it. And at the end, we kind of concluded like, hey, you know what? We'll probably just go next year. But for this year, for how expensive it is and just kind of all the cons, I'm like, I don't want to stress about it because if I'm not feeling well,
yeah.
I'm like, I want to, because we want to go to this so bad. And then Caleb made a valid point. I can't even ride half the rides in California Adventure, especially not at that time. So I think we're just going to do it next year.
Yeah, it was hard. I mean, we definitely like, this was like 3 or 4 days of just constant conversation of like, do we do it? Do we not? Do we do it? And we would flip and flop.
Yeah, yeah, even the day of when like the Magic Key ones were released.
Yeah, I'm like, do I just join it? Should I do it? So anyways, we didn't do it. We'll miss you guys. I'm sure some of you are going, but we'll see you there next year for sure. And our second and final news story is a movie update. So Disney is re-releasing 8 movies in theaters to celebrate the 100th anniversary. So this is a minor news story. It looks fun. If your kids haven't seen some of these movies in theaters, it's definitely worth the however much it's going to be, $7, I'm sure, a ticket to go see these movies re-released on the big screen. So you've got Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl, and Toy Story releasing in July, Frozen and Beauty and the Beast in August, The Incredibles and Coco in September, and finally Lion King and Moana. Lion King comes out the end of September, and then Moana comes out in October. You can purchase all these tickets, I think, already on Fandango.
Or if not, you can all watch it on Disney Plus.
Exactly. You can watch it for free on Disney Plus. But I'm sure there are, I mean, I could totally see, like, if, I don't know, if she was here already, our daughter.
Yeah.
If she was here, I'd be like, oh my gosh, Beauty and the Beast in theaters? Like, aww, come on. So I understand, like, yeah, to have a theatrical.
It's a good little summer adventure or activity you could do with the littles.
Why not? So. Yeah, they're out of school.
Yeah.
Some of these are, I mean, again, in October, which is crazy that they're already releasing them or whatever. But yeah, that's a fun thing to do, I mm-hmm. guess.
All right. Who doesn't love popcorn and candy? And although I'm sure we won't
at
be saying that.
$77? Yeah.
When she's here, we're like, do you want candy? Okay.
All right. You know what that music means. It is time for
Disney Trivia. Whoa, I was excited there.
I almost said Market House. Wow. I'm confused and scared. Okay. Last week, I think I won.
I think you did too.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I think you gave me a couple easy questions. If I remember correctly, this was 2 or 3 weeks ago. You gave me some pretty easy questions. I think I gave you some hard ones. I won. But this week, I think you'll win.
Okay. I hope so. But okay. We'll see.
Let's dive in.
All right.
All right. Miss Caitlin, are you ready for your trivia questions?
I am.
Okay. Question number one is, which non-animated Disney film was the first ever to have a movie premiere at Disneyland? The first non-animated Disney film to have a premiere at Disneyland.
I didn't even know they premiered at Disneyland.
They don't often. I think it was a little thing they did for a season. When it was really cool to do so.
Okay, and it's non-animated?
Non-animated.
Oh, wow.
A big movie franchise of Disney premiered here. And it was fitting to do it at Disneyland. That's the only hint I'm going to give you.
Oh, is it Mary Poppins?
No. No.
Or Saving Mr. Banks?
Sorry. No.
Oh, I have no idea. I literally have no idea. It's so fitting.
There's been some recent controversy.
Okay.
Controversy. About this ride. That's it. That's all I'm giving you.
I don't know.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl.
What?
Yeah.
Where did they show it?
I don't know. They premiered it there.
At like the AMC
Theater?
Don't
ask questions.
Kind of thing? Or you're talking like in Disneyland.
It said it premiered at Disneyland, and I think I remember the pictures and stuff of them walking and stuff and pictures there. Yeah.
What?
They must have set up some kind of like maybe outdoor theater or something. Whoa. Or maybe in the Captain EO thing.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, because I know they did those previews at the where they do the Philhar Magic over at DCA.
Well, no, it didn't exist back then.
Right.
So it had to have been in Disneyland at the theater we used to watch
wow.
the shows in.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
The more you know.
I would have loved to see that.
Pretty cool. All right. What was Disney's biggest box office bomb? The biggest box office bomb.
To me or?
No. To the box office.
Ooh.
The thing where they lost the most money on.
Oh my gosh.
it was a live action movie.
Oh my gosh. Mulan?
No. That actually made some money.
Oh wow, I have no idea.
This is why it was such a box office bomb. You probably won't remember the name of the movie. John Carter.
Oh, is that the guy with long hair?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, listen to this. Had an estimated budget of $300 million. That was a production budget of $300 million. So you always, double it pretty much for advertising and stuff, marketing costs. But I don't believe that was adjusted for inflation. So that was $300 million 11 years ago. So this was one of the most expensive movies ever made.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
And it was a runaway CGI budget, I guess. It just went way over time and budget. And it grossed worldwide $284 million. Disney ended up writing down $140 million.
Oh my gosh.
For this one movie.
Okay, this kind of reminds me of what we're hearing like feedback-wise over or about Indiana Jones.
Yeah, not so great.
Because the budget on that was huge.
I think around $300 million.
Yeah.
And it's not doing... I mean, again, it's previewing right now, right? Oh, it just came out.
It just came out. But we had a couple people who were able to preview it early, and they were kind of like...
Yeah, not their favorite.
Right.
So, and that's what I've heard, too, I think, critically as well. The critics did not like it.
Right.
So, I don't know. Doesn't look very good. Anyways, okay.
Caitlin. All right, are you ready for your question?
I think so.
Okay, who said the past can hurt... But the way I see it, you can either run from it or learn from it.
The past can hurt. You can either run from it or learn from it.
Mm-hmm. But the way I see it, you can either run from it or learn from it.
Your past. Run from it or learn from it. Oh, wow. I don't know.
Think very hard. Because you know this.
I do? Mm-hmm. Is it Disney or Pixar? Can
Disney.
I ask that? Okay, it's Disney. You can either... Run from it or learn from it. Sounds like a very wise advice from someone.
Mm-hmm. True. And that's how this person's portrayed, too.
As a wise person. I don't know. Mama Odie.
No, but that would have been fitting. Rafiki.
Okay, that makes sense.
I thought you would get it because that favorite movie is Lion King. So.
It is. I don't know why. That didn't really click.
It's tricky. It's if you remember, he smacks him in the head with that
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, got it.
Okay, last question. What series of letters and numbers are hidden in every Pixar movie?
Ooh,
I didn't know this one.
Is there an S in there?
No.
No? I don't know. It has to do with something like an animation building, right? Or something.
That's correct.
Like I know that. I don't know.
Okay, the answer is A113.
Okay, yes. And that was the classroom or something?
Yeah, so it was the classroom number used by character animation students at the California Institute of the Arts.
Yeah.
Many of its alumni, including Pixar staff, has used the number in their professional works.
And Disney, I think Walt Disney was part of the founding of that school.
Oh, that I don't know.
Yeah, so that's cool. That's really neat.
I didn't know that. So again, apparently they're hidden everywhere, so you ever see them.
We got 0 right this week, by the way. Okay, that was fun. If you got some right, let us know. Congratulations, you are better at Disney trivia than we are. right, and that brings us to our main segment of this week's episode, and that is experiencing Castaway Cay on a Disney cruise. So we could not think of a better time to talk about Castaway Cay because we're about to experience it yet again. We're so excited, and so we thought, you know what? Let's tell the people why it is worth the trip. You'll hear this a million times over when someone talks about a Disney cruise. I mean, half of the experience is this dang private island, and it's just it's a unique experience because it's Disney applying their amazing Imagineering and creativity and all that good stuff, excellence, on a flipping island out in the middle of the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. So let's talk to you about, let's kind of explain what it is first, the history of the island, and then we'll dive into what you can experience on it and all that fun stuff. So what is Castaway Cay? What is it? It is a private island in the Bahamas, kind of owned by Disney. We'll dive into it, how that ownership works, but Disney is kind of using it temporarily in a way, and then you can't access it any other way other than the Disney Cruise Line. You can't fly into this place. You can't paddle boat there. You can't drive there. You have to see it by going on a Disney cruise, and there's going to be another one coming out next year called Lighthouse Point, which is actually by Castaway Cay, which is going to be even grander, bigger, and better. So cannot wait to experience that on our cruise in a couple of years.
Yes, which would be so exciting.
So exciting. So the history. How did it come to be? How did Disney come across this island out in the middle of the ocean? And how did they come to develop it and all that good stuff? So it was originally named Gorda Cay. I don't know how they named it that, but it was called Gorda Cay.
Mm-hmm.
And it was owned by a guy named Alvin Tucker. He was a real estate developer. He bought about 150 acres of the island back in the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
And he built this dang airplane runway. And I'm going to tell you, this gets important here in a second. But he built an airplane runway, I'm assuming, to access the island because, I mean, the only other way would be taking a boat off of the Florida coast.
Right.
And I'm assuming in, I don't even know, what do you take out there, a yacht or a speedboat?
I have no idea.
I'm assuming it takes a while.
Yes.
So, hey, a rich guy wants to access his island, he builds a runway. So some smugglers, and I can let you take a wild guess as to what kind of smugglers these people were, started using the island themselves, started mm-hmm. flying some planes in there, maybe storing some illegal things,
yes.
things you partake in mm-hmm. On the island. And Mr. Tucker was a little upset about this. He tried to get the police involved and had no luck. I think they were like, bro, your problem.
Right? Your island, deal with
it. Your island, deal with it.
Right.
So he eventually sold the island to a company called Leisure Club Limited, which was owned by Frank Barber, a known drug smuggler.
Yes, which later, if you do in-depth research about this, you'll realize that these two were linked. So there's kind of a theme going on here where Alvin was like, hey, I tried calling the police, all this stuff's happening on the island, and then, oh my, I'm just going to sell it because I don't want to do this anymore. And he just so happened, as Caleb mentioned, to sell it to the person that was responsible.
Yeah, so I wonder if it was a, you know what, I wonder if he kind of just broke him though. Like, you're going to use my island anyways, let's settle this in a nice fashion, buy the island off of me and you can use it for your illegal stuff.
Right.
I don't know. And the Bahamian government took it over after the death of Frank Barber. And so the Bahamian government was like, it's ours now, guys.
Right.
So Disney came across the island and thought it would be a great filming location for the movie Splash, starring Tom Hanks. Disney, in anticipation of the launch of their cruise line, purchased a 99-year land lease from the Bahamian government and renamed it Castaway Cay. So Splash came out, in the 80s-ish time frame?
I believe so,
early
yeah.
90s. And so I think it was in the back of their mind, I bet. I mean, it was only maybe 10 years removed.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know what? Why don't we buy that place and make it a stop for our new upcoming cruise line?
Yeah.
So again, like I mentioned, it's a 99-year land lease. So they technically don't own it. They paid the Bahamas, the Bahamian government, a sum of cash, I'm assuming, to be like, we can use this for the next 100 years. And we can renew this at any point. I think the agreement, too, was they would only, develop on only a certain percentage of the island.
Right.
So we'll get into that later. They welcomed their first guests on Castaway Cay in 1998.
Which is crazy. It only took a couple years. I know they did a ton of like enhancements to the island, but just a quick turnaround.
Fairly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what to expect? What to expect when you go onto the island of Castaway Cay? So right when you step off of the boat. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, the ship. People get upset when you call it a boat. Mm-hmm. When you get off the ship, you've got some awesome cast members that are going to be handing out towels for your use on the island.
Right. So you don't have to worry about bringing anything off the ship. You don't have to worry about taking stuff from your room or carrying them around. Like, you are just welcomely greeted by a perfection of a towel right when you get off the ship.
Yes. And don't worry, too, if you don't grab one. Not a big deal. You don't have to schlep it around. They've got little towel stations located all across the island. Mm-hmm. And even if you get that one dirty, if your kid drops it on accident and it gets all sandy, no worries. I mean, pick it up, I guess, and throw it somewhere in the appropriate receptacle. But you can grab a fresh new towel at any of those towel stations around the island. You have two options of getting to the main part of the island, kind of their little main hub area. Mm-hmm. And you can walk or you can do a tram ride.
Yes.
So there's some pros and cons to both options here. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can make a wrong choice, but just be aware before you hop on the tram or make the walk. If you decide to walk, you'll come across a few photo spots and character meet and greet. So there's a very cool one with like Mickey or Minnie or Goofy or whatever with the ship in the background. Mm-hmm. It is so cool.
Oh, we love it. And again, you can't do that if you're on the tram.
So. Yeah, so heads up. So if you take the tram, you're going to ride past it and you're going to look to your left and be like, what the heck? There's characters there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bummer. The only downside of the walk, though, is that it can be very long for little ones.
It is a very long walk.
Yeah, it's not like, I would argue it's not a very long walk, but when you've got, you're bringing stuff, like you have a beach bag, you're in flip-flops, it's probably 80 or 90 degrees.
Yeah.
It's probably not a very enjoyable walk, but it's totally doable for your family if it's nice weather and you've got maybe some bigger kids. I can assume a toddler would be exhausted by the end of it.
Right, exactly.
If you take the tram, it's very quick and a breezy ride to the island center, and there's helpful information on the tram. We love that audio loop.
Oh, it's so good.
It's awesome.
It just tells you about all the things that you can do around the island and like the names of them, and it's just
and he's got a very cool like Jamaican voice going on.
It's so awesome.
Very fitting. You'll unfortunately miss out on the photo opportunities, and the tram lines later in the day can be extremely long because everyone wants to get back to the ship at some point during the day.
Yeah, we normally always walk the initial like route to the island at the beginning, and then when we come back to the ship, we normally take the tram.
Yeah, just because I think, towards the end of the day, being out in the sun all day long, you are exhausted. The last thing you want to do is do a long walk, and if there's a tram readily available, I'll take it.
Yes, but let's talk shopping.
Okay? Yeah, why don't you take this?
So there are three different little retail locations around the island that you can get different types of merch. So two of those will sell more of your Castaway Key merch, which is very special because everything other than a specific Castaway Key pin that you can find on the board the ship, everything else can solely be found only on the island, so you can't get it anywhere else.
Yeah, so don't do the whole like, oh, we'll wait, or you know, maybe we'll just grab it on the ship. It's not on the ship. 99% of that stuff is just on that island.
Yes. So the first one is She Sells Seashells and Everything Else, and By the Seashore. Both of those sell Castaway Key merch, fun like sand buckets and shovels, and there's different like kind of like unique things where you can get like almost like flip-flops and like matching family outfits that are cute, and they're all designed custom to like Castaway Key. Super adorable. And then there, the third option is the Bohemian Retail, which sells all the non-Disney merch. So if you want to get any Bahamas shirts or beach bags, those are all there.
Yeah, they got
you.
Like little knick-knack things, right? Like little statue things or something.
Yes.
You know, it's fun. And it's actually like it located in this really cool like shack looking
yes.
place. It looks very naturistic.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
But keep in mind, the only downside of shopping on the island, because again, it is quite, every time we go, I want to buy a bunch of stuff there. The sales tax on the island is outrageous.
I think it's like, what is it, 16 or 18% or something like that?
Oh, is it that high? I thought it was 12 something.
Oh, maybe it's 12. No, I think it's more than that.
I think it is more than that.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
I remember buying something being like, what? Like looking at the receipt, like, are you joking me? So I don't know. Again, at the end of the day, what are you going to do? There's no other option. If you want that thing, it's only there.
I would say buy the merch. It's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that sales tax.
Yeah, no. It's like, it's really cute stuff. Like I have a tank top from him that says Castaway Key with Mickey on it from our very first cruise. And like, I love it.
You wear it all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, let's get to the things to do. This is the most important, the funnest part of this conversation, because this is what you get to experience on that island. You spent all this money and time, right, getting to this island, thousands of dollars getting on that ship, and I would argue about 50% of the experience is this island. So mm-hmm. let's talk about what you can do on Castaway Key. Of course, hit the beach.
Yes, and there's two different beaches that you can choose from.
Yes, there's the cast. Well, depending on who you are. If you got little ones, you can't get to that adult-only section. So right. Castaway Family Beaches, it's actually split up into two parts, but they're right next to each other. This is the majority of the island. It's a huge family beach, tons of chairs and umbrellas. Don't you worry about getting a spot. You will find one.
It might not be in the shade, but you will get a chair.
Yeah. So you will bake alive.
Yeah. But there's hammocks out there, and there's places where you can almost put your towel down on the sand and just sit. So there's plenty of areas.
There's a place called Pelican Plunge. It's kind of sectioned off from the beach, but it's for the kids specifically. So it's kind of weird. It's part of the kid area, mm-hmm. right? They market it towards this is a kids friendly area, but adults can take part in it, which yes. I didn't know that.
Yes. So at the family beach, it's out in the water. So it's not actually located on the beach, but you swim out to it. And I believe like the kids have to wear a life vest. I could think you're be right. wrong.
Yeah.
There's lifeguards out there. But as long as you can basically swim to it, you're able to go on it. And I think there are height requirements for the couple of the slides, but yeah, it's a fun little area.
Yeah. So there's two water slides that you can use.
Yeah.
But again, you can go with your kids. I did not know that. We haven't done it because we thought it was a kid only thing.
Right.
And then we watched some vlogs and I'm like, we can do that.
Yeah. So you're definitely going to have to take part.
Yeah. You can't on this one.
Nope.
Bummer.
I know, but it'd be fine because I want you to experience it because some of the slides look super fun.
I'm not doing it.
You have to.
I don't know if people that know me will already know this. I'm not actually a huge water fan. I've never been. I think as a kid, I was traumatized from my swim lessons. I had a very mean teacher and she terrified me. And so I've seriously been scarred from that experience. So I don't really like swimming in general. I don't like water. So you're not. Yeah. I don't want to do it.
Well,
to be honest.
Okay. All right.
I'll just sit with you and sweat it out.
All right.
With an ice cream cone.
All right.
Okay. The second beach area is called Serenity Bay. This is where Caitlin and I have our most experience. This is the adult only section. Again, 18 plus for you teenagers that think you're old enough. 18 plus mm-hmm. legal adult in the U.S. You can go yeah. to this area. You can take the tram here. There's a tram, right? A Serenity Bay tram.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Or you can do a very long walk. It's a long walk. I don't recommend doing
I would
the walk.
Not do the walk, yeah.
Yeah.
It's really, really far.
And sandy and stuff, and so it's just kind of hard to make it over there.
And there's, again, for those who are like, I'm going to just try to attempt to take my little one over there, you won't even be able to get on the tram with the baby or the child, so don't even try to take them.
Yeah, they'll just be like,
them.
I'm sorry, yeah. go to the family beach.
Yes.
So again, this is a very quiet, kind of chill area for adults to, I don't know, hang out in?
Yeah, it's really nice. It's not as congested as the family beach because that beach can get very overwhelming. There is a ton of people over there. So if you're wanting more of a quiet area where you can kind of relax, read a book, not hear a bunch of noise, I would definitely recommend Serenity Bay.
Only downside was this island, the Castaway Key, was hit by a hurricane a few years ago, mm-hmm. and it really affected the beach on the adult side. It was not that big
no.
last time we went there. I mean, the water had risen so high.
Yeah.
And so it destroyed most of the beach.
And it, like the area where you get into the water, it's very like rocky. So it's like it hurts your feet when you're like walking in.
It really messed it up. I'm yeah. hoping by this point, it's been years since then. I'm hoping it's kind of gone back to normal. Mm-hmm. Maybe not. But yeah, that's the only downside of that area. And then finally, cabanas are available for rent at both beach locations, Family Beach and Serenity Bay. But they'll run you a pretty penny. They start at around $500 and I think max out around $800 mm-hmm. depending on location and size of the cabana, mm-hmm. I think. But they're very expensive.
They're very expensive.
And hard to get,
they're
right?
very, very hard to get. Like we tried to get one this past cruise that we booked and we weren't able to. But keep in mind, like if you do go with a big family, you guys can all split it. It does come with a cast member who like will bring you like water and like snacks. And again, you get your own little private area. And we have plenty of friends who have gone and like their little ones have taken a nap inside the cabana. It's just, it's a good area to kind of relax and get out of the heat.
It's really cool. It's just, again, good luck getting it if you're not Pearl at this point.
Yeah.
Or what's the other one? Platinum?
Platinum.
Is it platinum?
Because we're
silver, gold, platinum,
yeah.
Pearl.
Because we're almost gold.
Yeah, well, yeah. Almost. Gosh, all that time and money later, we're still silver. We're,
yeah.
but yes, anyways, if you're not Pearl, good luck getting these because they sell out very quickly. If you do, congratulations. You have done the nearly impossible.
Yep.
You can also run a 5K on the island and receive a free medal. There used to be like an organized run where you'd meet on the ship. They'd take you off. They do a run. They time you, all that good stuff. Now it's kind of a free for all. So yeah. Do it at your own pace. Do it in the morning. Do it in the afternoon. And then go to, I don't know where you go. Maybe it's one of the stores and just tell them you did the 5K and they'll give you a medal.
Yeah, it changed. I believe they used to give it to you at the end, but they don't do that anymore.
Where do you get it now?
I have no idea. We've okay. never done it. We almost did it, but it's one of those things that starts really early in the morning and Caleb and I usually just don't want to get up. But a lot of people do the run. I'm very surprised.
I'm on vacation. The last thing I want to do is wake up early.
But it's such a beautiful like run. Like I,
yeah,
we have to, obviously have to not it. This next trip.
That would not be fun.
But yeah.
Okay, cool. And then port adventures. Now these are the things you can book, before the trip.
Yes.
Right. So you have to get these pretty early on. Sometimes they're not sold out, so you can try your luck and book them on the ship or on the island. But again, may not get it.
Yeah. So a couple of these, as Caleb mentioned, there are a couple of them you would want to get ahead of time. They will sell out. But there's one point I did want to mention here is even though you book one, you are not guaranteed to do these excursions. The weather is almost always changing while we're there. And there has been multiple trips that we've gone where like literally like 90% of them are canceled. So just keep that in mind.
Yeah, it gets windy on that island, and so wind is a negative thing.
Yes. So a couple things you can do. One is the stingray experience. There's parasailing, fishing. There's water skiing, jet skis, snorkeling, tubing. You can rent floats, which is fun. We've never done that. I really want to do that those on our next one.
Those are always available. Those don't you don't have to book early or anything.
Yes. And excuse me, I meant watercraft ski, not water skiing. There's no water
Yeah, they call it watercraft because jet ski is like a name brand.
Yes.
So,
which that would be so fun to do. That usually, I've never seen someone water or jet ski out there.
They're freaking expensive. And I think it's only like 35 minutes or something silly.
Yes. It's a lot. But hey, if you like doing it, good for you. you can also rent bikes, which we highly recommend. There's a bike trail that's also the walking trail that will take you to an observation tower. It's really cool. You get to climb up and kind of overlook the island. You can see the cruise ship. It's awesome. Also, there is basketball courts, table tennis, and more. I believe there's also a soccer field out there.
What?
Which is so crazy. Also, there's float rentals for adults that you can do over at Serenity Bay, so you don't have to lug your tube from the family beach over there, as well as like beach sports. There's volleyball, tetherball, and like I mentioned,
okay,
soccer.
So my only comment about that, all that beach stuff, is I think half of it will be like cordoned off for the kids to use, though, for a huge chunk of the day.
Like what?
I don't think like half of that's accessible to adults. Like the tetherball and volleyball and soccer. I don't think you can do that during the day. I think the kids have access to that. And then maybe they open it up to adults later in the afternoon.
Maybe. I think the volleyball is for adults and the kiddos. I've never seen kids or people playing soccer or tetherball. So that might be the kid area. And speaking of kids, there are programs for the kids that they can actually hang out at. Why, if you want to go over to Serenity Bay, which is you and the adults or your friends and family, they offer a really unique program there. It's called Scuttles Cove. They also have something called Monster Point, which is a whale dig site, which basically you can kind of like the little ones can dust like dirt and sand off like bones. And then there's also a hideout area, which is the teen area, as well as Spring Elite, which is the wet play area, like almost like a splash pad.
What's going on at the hideout? I want to know. That's not a good mix of teenagers, beach activities. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
You're on a Disney island. This is not Carnival. So,
well, I'm telling you, nothing. Caitlin and I were on there when we were teenagers. I don't know. We might have been kissing in the corner.
Okay. Yes.
I'm just saying, be careful out there, guys. Come on. We don't know.
Okay, on that note, let's talk food. There are two main areas that you can receive barbecue. One being the main area is Cookies Barbecue, which is available to everybody, as well as Cookies 2 Barbecue, which is only on the adult section of the island.
Yeah, don't be too discouraged, you parents or anything. You're not missing out on much over at Cookies 2. I think the only difference is they offer, I think, like some kind of steak at Cookies 2 they don't offer on the main island. It's not very good. So don't worry about it.
And I believe that the hours of the food are 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And 2 p.m. is strict.
People get upset because that is a little weird to me. Because like if you're having a beach day and you've got some snacks maybe and you're planning on eating later, like that's crazy to me.
Not an option. So if you would like to eat later, you have to go back on the ship. We have seen every single time that we've been there, someone get upset because it's past 2 o'clock. They literally only have bags of chips and it's usually the original Lay's and the barbecue Lay's.
The ones that no one liked, the original Lay's.
Yes. So again, just keep that in mind. Again, there's cheeseburgers. I believe there's fried chicken sandwiches. There's like coleslaw,
I'll just say
brownies.
Something. It's not very good food.
It's not our favorite. It's just classic, just regular barbecue, but it's something spectacular.
I don't think they're making it really fresh. I think they're like reheating it on the island. That's my assumption. Maybe that I'm wrong, but they're not very good.
I do have to say the fruit assortment is great, and they also are known for their chocolate chip cookies. They're massive, so definitely try those out. And I think they have banana bread. It's just like random stuff.
Yeah, it is random. And they have an ice cream machine. just, I mean, the kids love it.
Yes.
They're always there just like.
All included. Now, one thing that is an extra cost that's not included at your time during Castaway Cay is they have something called Smoothies at Summertime Freeze.
Ooh.
I believe this is Olaf theme. Again, extra cost, but you can get some fun drinks for the kiddos. Got, and
most of it's all non-alcoholic. I think they've got some alcoholic versions there. And then for the adults, there are bars all over the island.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something called the Conched Out Bar, Heads Up Bar, Sand Bar, and the Castaway Air Bar.
Which is specifically at Serenity Bay.
Yeah, they got live music there and stuff. Yes. It's fun.
Nice. There's hammocks around it.
Yeah, so. We've never gotten a drink on the island, but it looks fun. They go around and like they'll take your order, right?
And you can get cool little plastic coconuts that you can put your drinks into. It's like, it's really neat.
Oh, I was hoping for another thing.
Like what?
Never mind.
What?
Never mind.
Okay.
No? Coconuts? Beach? Nothing? All right. Fun facts of the island, Castaway Cay. From 2006 to 2010, you could see the Flying Dutchman in the Castaway Cay Lagoon. This was from Pirates of the Caribbean. So straight up a set piece from the movie. They had just sitting out there in the lagoon.
Yeah, literally the full Flying Dutchman you could see, which I never got to see it.
They unfortunately took it apart. Yep. I think it was damaged at some point.
Yeah.
And so they took it apart, no longer found there. While snorkeling around the island, you can see a lot of fun Disney touches in the water. They've got a Prince Eric statue. They've got Boo's Door. They've got a Dumbo ride vehicle from Walt Disney World. They've got a treasure chest, a Daisy figurehead. I had to look up what this called. It's the, you know, like the figures on the front of a ship.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got like mermaids or whatever. Yeah. This is called a figurehead. So there's a Daisy one down there. So if you can find it, a 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea submarine and Mickey Mouse himself.
They're awesome.
The family swim area is protected by reefs and nets to keep larger fish and sharks out.
Mm-hmm.
But heads up, on the adult side, you will find small sharks make it through. There's a video of one. Yes, I'm not kidding.
Okay, you should not have told me
that.
It's
not like a great white or anything, but it was a
I sure hope not.
Yeah, someone got their legs just chomped
off. It's Bruce from Nemo.
Yeah, no, it's small stuff.
And we have seen eels. So if those freak you out, just be advised that those are in the water.
I got it on GoPro, man.
Yes.
I was chasing after the eel, and you can hear me like swallow water because I was so excited. I was like, ugh.
Yes, and one thing to keep in mind really quickly for when you go snorkeling, there are... it is really far out to get to those items, like to see them. And let me tell you, I was like gasping for breath. Yeah. I could not get out that far.
It was, the wind was really bad that day. So the water was choppy and it was so choppy that I think the lifeguards were getting a little upset that we were like swimming because they kept yelling at people to like, don't go that far out or like make sure you bring your head up once in a while because I think you're drowning.
Yeah.
So I think they were getting a little on edge, understandably, because it was very rough water and they're probably like, I'm getting nervous. So we were not making any progress. We'd like swim and then the current would be like and just reverse you.
You do have to wear a life vest when you go out there. It's kind of like a neon colored one. You are not allowed to go way out there without one. Even if you're a great swimmer, it doesn't matter. It's just the rules.
They don't care if you're Michael Phelps himself.
No. So keep in mind, you also have to, you can bring your own snorkeling gear or you can use the islands. Just keep in mind, one note, I don't think they clean them regularly. I hope they do, but I've never seen anyone.
So yeah, we both came home with strep throat the first vacation and we all, I think we just, I don't know, this could be totally off, but we both used the vests there and they're ones that you blow up yourself, like with your mouth. And so Caitlin was like, should we use them? And I'm like, we have no other option. We have to use them to get out there.
Yeah, the salt water will.
Yeah, so I'm like, maybe they do clean them. I don't know, man. I think they round them up and slap them right on the thing because we both came back with strep. I don't know. That's the one thing I can think of where we could have gotten it.
Yeah, I mean, again, I know the cruise is a floating germ bag. But
Petri
just
dish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Some cast members actually live on the island. The gardeners, landscapers, and some other folks live on the island. Isn't that insane?
That's insane. Which is awesome. I would love to do that. Be like, yeah, I live on Castaway Cay.
Yeah. And I get paid to do it?
Yeah.
Sign me up.
I know. I mean, that would kind of be, that'd be a little scary though if another like hurricane comes through, but.
I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to apply.
Okay.
See ya. All right. Disney only developed on 5% of the island. Like we told you before, they wanted to keep as much untouched as possible. Pretty cool. The current Disney CEO always has a sign dedicated to them on the island. Right now, it's Captain Bob Iger Shrimp Distributors.
Mm-hmm.
Fun fact, Chapek had to sign up for about a month and a half because they were so late putting it up when he took over. And it went up for like a little bit and then broop, went right back down.
I wonder what they do with it.
Burn it. I hope they burnt that one.
That's sad.
I'm sorry. That's me. Yeah, I'm sure he's a nice guy, but not a great time at the old Disney company. That's it. It's a fun time. Guys, I can't recommend it enough. If you can, pull a cruise. They're expensive. I get it. We just booked one for, spoiler, sorry. Am I allowed to say this? Can I say this?
I don't know.
We booked one for next year?
Just keep it to that, yeah.
We booked one for next year. We'll tell you more details when it comes up, but we booked one, and by golly, they're expensive. I was like, are you joking me? Mm-hmm. That deposit came out, and I was like, ugh. But,
well, yeah, because you have to do them so far in advance now.
Yes.
Because popularity and everything.
But. Anyways, they're a blast, guys. They're a chunk of change. Save up, and I swear you will love it. If you like the parks, my argument is the experience. It's not the same, right? It's not thrill rides. You're not like, it's not Disneyland, right? It's not at all, but you're getting that Disney attention to detail, creativity, shows, entertainment, all that stuff in a way chill and way more relaxed environment. Mm-hmm. And I think they're doing the customer service on the ships, I think, way better.
Oh, I totally agree. Yeah, it's a totally different experience.
Yeah, the guest experience on the cruise line, I think, is like double what it is at Disneyland right now.
Yes, I completely agree.
No Genie Plus on the cruise ships. Mm-hmm. Heads up. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us over on Instagram at Market House Podcast. Make sure to follow us over there for pictures from the park and exciting news announcements, little updates on our life with the little one coming. Mm-hmm. You can just kind of follow us along there to see like what our journey looks like and all that good stuff.
And stay tuned because we are leaving next week or the week that you guys are hearing this.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
Stay tuned for that. We're going to be doing some fun Florida adventures, Disney Springs, the whole shebang.
Consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, a giant help to the show. And please remember to use our Getaway Today link for your future trip bookings. Check out the episode details for that link. It's been fun. It's been wild. Make sure to not kiss your significant others on Castaway Key. You'll get in trouble.
Or talk about it on a Disney podcast. Bye.